Hey, this is Kiko, and you're listening to Audio on Demand with Chris 200.
Doink. That was Chris 200 checking in with Pizza Babe.
Pizza, you know, this is Chris 200.
Hi, Chris 200. He's too busy listening to Chris 200.
It's really hot.
Hi, Chris 200.
You're listening to the FoodNetwork.com.
He ain't got any of that damn money. He ain't got no woman either.
Everybody wants to be a lesbian.
Here, I'm going to send him in the video. I don't even know what this one is. I'll just look at them. Okay, she's walking in her trailer. I'm sending this right now. There we go. She's walking down the hallway and she's as big as the hallway.
Oh, God.
Okay, so watch this one, Matt.
Okay, well, watch this as I put in my Yeti. Is that Amy from...
Amy.
That was Amy, really?
Yeah.
This is really going to be disgusting. I hope you don't mind. This is perfect temperature. Now, what you do is, I have to tell you, audience, this is the first time I've ever done this. So it may be a bit disturbing. I've always had a fear of what's supposed to happen is, yes, I do have a bucket. It keeps spilling onto my vagina. That feels kind of good. I have a bucket right here. It's the same bucket I make my beans in. Position yourself directly over the cubicle. Griselda, are you watching this?
Of course I am. I'm really excited.
Okay, so what happens is you're supposed to go like this, sideways, and then the water, they say this is before yoga. You do this neti before yoga. That's why it has four letters. It's also a website for you to download fat people's videos or something. Oh, no, that's, never mind. You use this to reclaim cocaine that was snorted the night before. Good question. I would go to the website.
The cocaine's going to dissolve with the wetness, so I don't know.
Yeah, but you could, couldn't you boil it out of the water?
Oh,
you know,
maybe.
Like, you know how you boil something down like Quack Rock?
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Don't be, just do it. It's going to feel really horrible, though.
Do it.
Oh, look.
Ew, really? That's so disgusting. Gross. Yeah.
It's going down my fat chain. Oh. Wait, I can't talk. You talk.
I don't understand. Is this just in your nose? Happening?
Where the fuck else does it look like? My vagina?
Well, I don't know. Is it like going into your sinuses?
Can you not ask me questions?
I'm sorry. Archer Radio wants to know if you feel it up in your head, and that was my question.
God. Yes. Have you ever gone swimming in the... have you ever gone swimming in the ocean and you get a big snot full of salt water? That's what it feels like.
Oh, I don't think I'd enjoy that. Are you going to yoga after this?
Is there snot coming out of my nose? I am going to yoga later. I think I have yoga today. I'm not sure. I know I have the yoga tomorrow. but this is you're supposed to do these yoga positions where you've done. I'll do some of them. Oh, Archer, you do this regularly, Archer? He says you should feel it swishing around in your sinus.
Mmm.
I guess he does. I was putting my laundry away. Yeah, I guess you're not. The water is clear. Either that or you're not doing it good enough.
I was doing it exactly like they showed me on the fucking video. What am I doing? Am I doing something wrong?
It should be like green water.
What? It shouldn't be green unless you have a sinus infection, which I do.
You don't have a sinus infection?
Chris Weigel thinks that once that there's a danger of triggering menstruation, not when you post menopausal. Look at all the water I got. Yeah, let me show you.
Gross.
It's hard to see. Oh, yeah. See all the water?
Yeah.
Okay, now let's do our yoga positions. I'm sorry if this is boring for you.
It's not.
Feel free to talk.
I'm sorry if it's boring for everyone else.
So, does that mean I did it wrong? I'm doing it right, but I must have any stuff that goes up roasting. Well, I don't, because I don't leave the house. So let me go. I'm doing my... whatever this position is called, but I saw them do it on the TV program. I think there's like a booger hanging out of my nose.
A booger.
But Archer, I don't feel nothing coming out. I don't feel no liquid. I mean, it went in one nostril.
Came out the other. How did I know?
The dangling.
How much did your netty thing come?
Come?
Come.
Well, we know. Are you masturbating or something? Why did you say
all right? That's enough of Madge. Madge just did something in her nose. I'm not sure what the hell she's doing. Something up her nose, rubber hose or something. And welcome to Audio On Demand. Today is Chris 200, January 20th. Could it be the 20th? I don't know. It's Friday. 2008. Taking a little sip of my coffee here as we cross that Platte River. I believe it's a Pawnee or Sioux term for flat waters. Or actually, I think it's French. I don't know. Who cares? It is flat and shallow. A mile wide and an inch deep. That's not true. I've been up to my nipples before in the old Platte water. Platte River water. God damn, it's hot in here. Well, hopefully today I won't have the overmodulation, but it could happen. I don't know. The last show, I don't know if you had any skips or anything in it, but what I did, I didn't hear any. What I did is I recorded it line out instead of digital. Instead of creating a file, I just line out my little recorder into a computer because I didn't have a USB reader. Okay. That was a good one for Zilla. Well, today is day two of the snow. The never-ending snow that amounts to nothing. I don't know. We got here 2 or 3 inches, maybe. Depending on the weathercaster you listen to or prescribe to or subscribe to, we've got at least 3 feet, okay? But it's like 2 inches, maybe 3, maybe 4, I don't know. It's snowing again today. It must have snowed pretty good overnight because the roads were clear. Well, yesterday afternoon when I drove home, and yesterday was pretty atrocious trying to drive into Lincoln. Today, it's a little bit better. I think the plows may have gotten out a little bit earlier. I don't know. Maybe it's just not sticking to the road. Yeah, I'm gonna kick it up a little bit. This is a crash cast. We were listening there to Madge, East Radio. She's doing some live shows, which I really, really wish I could participate in. But, you know, I've got a real job. You know, one of those 9-to-5 deals. 8-to-4 deals, whatever. I get there when I get there. I leave when I'm done. Types of things. No, today's the 18th. Today's the 18th of January. For whatever reason, the night before last, I couldn't sleep, so I was up till 1 o'clock. Yesterday was really a struggle for me. I passed out about 8 o'clock on the recliner. And got to bed actually pretty early last night. So I'm not feeling too bad today. I went with 2 Pro Vigil today versus 1. Just give me that extra zip, you know what I mean? Sipping on my Java Ridge. I don't know. Is that a come and go? I think it's a come and go that I stopped at. I've been stopping there a lot more lately. I don't know why. I think it's because I like their coffee. The coffee over at the gas station convenience store at my in my little by my house. Not as good. I have to say, not as good. Definitely not a Starbucks or a Scooter. Scooter's the number one coffee house in Omaha, if you ask me. Yeah, good Java Ridge. Check it out if you have a come and go in your area. Yeah, last 2 days, not too eventful. I did get a message from Zillafag at zillafag.com. He is everywhere. I tell you what, he is, he was checking out Madge's show, I believe, this show that I was listening to yesterday. I believe that guy works in the middle of the night or something. I don't know what he does. He's probably one of those computer dudes. Anyway, one of those computer dudes. If anybody out there knows, like, I'm going to get any responses from all 7 of you. Yes, 1/7 of the cast, anything goes. 1/7 of the audience, you say something, I'll do it. Well, almost, I'll do it, almost anything. I did get a message from Zilla. Let's see if I can find that on the old iPod here as I pass a PDI transit truck. And you know, I can't talk and run the iPod at the same time. It's such a... The interface is all right. Still having the same problems with the iTunes today. You know, I don't... Maybe it had... No. Well, did I? Yeah. I wonder if... Here it is. I wonder if it has to do with... my backup's running in the middle of the night, and it trying to write to those files. It shouldn't, but it says that it has problems saving the library, so I may have lost all my podcasts again, and I'll have 37 copies of each on my iPod. Someday I've got to figure out how to get rid of all of this crap. Okay, let's see if we can listen to Zilla here. Come on. Gotta wait for my little FM train.
Okay, yeah.
Here we go.
The first two.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
It's Jack Squat, actually, is what I said.
Jack Shit.
Jack Squat.
Jack Shit. Okay, yeah. The first two Jack Shits were really good. The third one, you were just forcing it, man. It just really didn't have the feeling. First two were really great. I think those were great. Jack Shits. Burp was more real. That one was more kind of
it's a Jack Squat
at the end. Let me see. And what the fuck is all that cursing you're doing, mister? I'm gonna have to send a bar of soap and wash out your mouth if you don't stop that.
Could it be Lifebuoy?
I was like, can
you still buy Lifebuy?
I felt dirty afterwards. I have to go take a shower now.
You should.
After.
Hey, video it.
Cursing.
Video it, man.
Okay, later.
All right, thanks, man.
On Christmas.
All right, yeah, make sure you video that, Zilla. I want to see that videoed. I still want to see a rubber duck. I bet you have one. You've got to have one. I was checking out some of his pictures on Flickr. Go to ZillaFag.com. Click on his Flickr. It sounds kind of dirty. Click on my Flickr, baby. Click on his Flickr pool or whatever you call it. I don't know what the hell he did. Oh, the ice skating one just cracked me up. Yeah. I don't know what he did. If he filled like rubber gloves full of colored water or whatever and then froze them. He's got all these green and red and blue hands in his yard or somewhere. All these different colored pieces of ice. In the shape of hands, looks like a clown massacre occurred there. Holy shit! I forgot about that. The FM transmitter kicked out. There you go. Lesbian. Everybody can be a lesbian. I love that lesbian song. How about you? Go, yeah. Check out that Yeast Radio and, at least yesterday's show on the 19th, there's a good lesbian song out there for you. Mm-hmm. Well, geez, this snow is not letting up at all. The traffic is not as bad as it was yesterday. I don't know why. Is it because these fuckers aren't going to work today? I don't know. I'm looking ahead here a good mile. I don't see anybody ahead of me other than the one car. And, maybe a half a mile behind me, there's two cars. On the eastbound lanes, there's a bunch of vehicles. And, by the way, I fixed the cable. I didn't fix it. I got a different cable. for my setup. And you know what? If you take the new cable, plug it into the little mixer thing, and then take the old cable and plug that into your microphone, it won't work. Yeah, I was doing that as I was merging on to the interstate. And slipping and sliding a little bit, if you know what I mean. We're going about 63 miles an hour on a 75 mile an hour speed zone here. Passing the way station here in, Waverly. I don't know what they call this. It's just a way station here. I'm passing some Yahoo on the phone. Well, it's a gal from Beatrice. She was probably shacked up with her boyfriend last night. a nice 4 inches of cock. He's probably calling him right now, telling him how great his cock was. She wants him to stick it in her ass. You know, I've been pretty reserved on the cast in the past. The last one I was pretty vocal, pretty vulgar, I used a lot of colorful words. I usually don't do that, but you know what? I'm a ninja caster, so I really shouldn't have to worry about that. You know, there's people that know my cast, and then there's people that I know. The people that I know don't know about the cast, per se. Holy shit. Holy shit. Jesus Christ. You know, you see cars go off the road and they're kind of in the ditch. There's a freaking 18-wheeler out in the middle of a field. Jesus Christ. Wow. He must have been really going. Must have been going way too fast. At least he didn't roll it, I guess. Lesbian. Every woman should be a lesbian. What do you think? I could get on American Idol with that, don't you think? That would be funny if they did that on American Idol. Yeah, Frank Edward Nora gets his quote about American Idol on the New York Times. Chris 200 gets Jack Squat in his local paper. There you go, Zilla. That was for you. That really wasn't the best, but it just kind of came out. So. Yeah, Zilla is 1/7 of the listeners here. You know, the Freak Network, I don't know if it's really helped out with my traffic at all. It probably doesn't help when I post 2 posts, you know, within minutes. Because, you know, the last post usually gets picked up. And the first post gets, you know, it isn't picked up automatically. So, if you saw me checking out my attic, look at your feed and go back and get the audio cast, you know, that I posted just minutes before I posted that video. So, yeah, no comments on that attic cast or whatever. My attic video. At least I didn't fall through the ceiling or anything, you know what I mean? I was rolling around up there putting the fence in. At least on one side of the house, it's open. The other side of the house, I don't know how it's vented. It probably doesn't really matter as long as I have part of it vented. It just looks good on the outside, I guess. I guess. Do I have a lisp? Lesbian. Everybody wants to be a lesbian. Lesbian. Everybody wants to be a lesbian. 6:35 to 7:35 local time. I'm fucking late, which means I don't care. Had to take the trash out. I almost pulled out of the driveway and realized it was trash day. Had to set the trash out on the curb. Why can't those fuckers come up and get it from the house? Well. I mean, God, I pay them bunch of money to come get the stuff. Can't they at least come to the house and get it. Same thing with the newspaper. Why can't they put that at my door instead of just, like, whipping it in the yard? Just, yeah. You know, in the small town I lived in, you wouldn't be able to get away with that, just throwing it in the yard, throwing it on the sidewalk, whatever. Who the heck, well, who actually reads the newspaper anyway? I guess there's some people that still subscribe to that. We get the Saturday and Sunday paper, but I pretty much look at the tech ads for stuff I can't afford. What I want, this is what I want, okay? Now, it seems like, and it, well, yeah, prices have gone up on these things, but it seems like, okay, back in the day, I was looking for a 60 gig hard drive. I mean, this has been several years ago. Looking for a 60 gig hard drive to put into my machine, and they were right around $99, okay? That was on a good deal, okay? Okay, now, then the 80 gigs were about $99, okay? And that's been, you know, several years ago. I bought three of those damn things. I think two of them went kaput. At least one did. Maybe two. Maybe I bought four of those damn things. Okay, why can't I get a 500 gigabyte drive for $99 today? The best I think I can do is a 250, and that's on a good day. Why can't I get a 500? It doesn't have to be internal. It could be external. And then another question, on these external drives, why can't you get the goddamn things open so that you can put them in your machine if you want, you know? I don't know. Well, now we are off the interstate. We are on the Cornhusker Road, or Cornhusker Highway, I'm not sure, Highway 6. Highway 6 on the east side of Lincoln. Gosh, about a month ago, there was a bad, horrible accident up here. I don't know. There was cars scattered everywhere. I was backed up about right here, and it was a couple miles ahead of me where the accident actually was. And, yeah, it was pretty bad. They rerouted traffic like 8 miles out of the way because that was the only way. That was the only place you could go. Only place you could go. Lesbian. Everybody wants to be a lesbian. Lesbian. All right. Oh, Jesus Christ! That was real. Okay, that was a... Did you get that? That was a train. That was a train, and I was just going to comment on the train. And I don't know why I know this. But, you know, well, I still live, yeah. Yeah, most of my life, except for about 4 years, I have lived probably within 1 mile of a, well, I shouldn't say that. At least, well, most of the time, within 1 mile of the main Union Pacific route that goes, you know, through Nebraska. And, you know, up into Wyoming. It's the main, all you people on the East Coast, in the Midwest. That get coal from Wyoming for your power plants. It, you know, comes right past me here in Nebraska. Probably a good reason why we have cancer rates so high, because of all the radioactive dust in the air. from the coal. That stuff, it does have some radioactivity to it, believe it or not. I don't know what happens with the radioactivity once it's burned. Not an expert in that, but yeah, I've lived right off the UP line most of my life. 4 years I lived about 20 miles south of it. Now I live about, 3 or 4 miles south of it. And, Union Pacific, all their locomotives are, bright orange, kind of a school bus orange kind of color. Maybe not. With red, I think. Burlington Northern used to be green and white. Now they're kind of this pukey orange, now that they're BNSF. And that's because of the merger with the Santa Fe. The Santa Fe Railroad Company or whatever. That happened about, 10 years ago or so. My question is why did they change colors? I like the old green myself. I like the old green. Lesbian. Everybody wants to be a lesbian. I'm a lesbian in a man's body. Mostly not. There's a big truck. Weeks ago, I had my a procedure. And I was 7 pounds lighter, believe it or not. I don't know if that's because I shit all my shit out or what. But, it's kind of disturbing why I'm back to my fighting weight here. All the time, but I told myself no more pork, but I'm still eating pork. It sneaks into my life. I'm not Jewish or anything like that. I just thought, eliminate one of the major meats, pork, I like pork, but I could do without. Lesbian, everybody wants to be a lesbian. It's a great Friday. It's great to be at the end of the week. I have no plans for the weekend like I usually do. My house looks like a grenade has gone off once again. I don't know why. It's probably because of the other freaks that live in my house, okay? That's my guess. Lesbian. Everybody needs to be a lesbian. I'm probably getting those words all wrong. There goes that train that was blowing its horn. He's hauling ass through town now. Lesbian. Ooh, why is that road buckled there? Everybody wants to be a lesbian. All right, folks, I'm thinking about starting my own business. How and what should I do? What could I do? You know? What is there that I could do? Groom dogs? Yeah, I want to get bit by a fucking Rottweiler. I guess you don't groom Rottweilers, though. You probably groom little bitchy cockers or something like that. Poodles. I saw some fool had a puggle in a pet store the other day getting groomed. What the hell would you be doing getting a puggle groomed? Okay, they don't have long hair. You could probably clip their nails yourself. There's a sheriff's car right there next to me. That's nice. Maybe we could get an interview with that fella or the young lady. Green light, I'm gonna have to wait another cycle. Lesbian. Go Huskers. Go Huskers. Does anybody out there drive a Kia? Are they any good? You know, you can get those things for practically nothing these days. Where are they from? Korea or somewhere? Vietnam? I was reading the union newsletter for probably December, maybe January. I got to write a newsletter article today, by the way. They were talking about the horrible conditions that Christmas ornaments are made in China and are sold at Walmart. And I bet you everybody that is in the union has bought their ornaments from Walmart or, from China. So I don't know what the point was there, because that's about the only place you can get that sort of stuff, okay? Somebody tell me what's the relevance there. Yeah, what can we do about it? Not buy the goddamn ornaments? Okay. But we want to have a nice, festive Christmas. All right, green light, green arrow, here we go. But we're really fucking late today. And I've got some sort of buzz going on here. Yeah, I didn't quite get the gist of why that article was in there, other than, yeah, these people were, exploit. Well, goddammit. If you had to ride an ox to town, you would go work in a factory that's shitty. Well, Christ. They shouldn't talk. Their own little factory here is not stellar. And, they're the ones that clean the bathrooms and paint the walls and this and that. And it's not the best. I mean, it's gross, okay? I've been to some nasty bathrooms in Mexico, and these things compare, pretty close to that. Yeah. We're going to burn one more, folks. One more. Told myself I was going to stop this, but I get too much pleasure from it, so I continue. Zilla ice skating. That is just so funny. He's ice skating on his little fountain pond in his yard. Oh my god, in a pink. All he needs is a tutu on just to top it off, you know what I mean? Well, I wonder where the union president is today. I went by the, well, maybe that is his car. Went, he drives a Toyota, I think. American made, my ass. Don't run into the fire plug. Where is this motherfucking turning? You're lucky I didn't run into you. I don't understand this. All these people driving newer cars. I'm still driving junk. Lesbian. Pulling into the parking lot here. Oh, Jesus. I don't know if I'm... Well, yeah, it says I'm recording. Well, I'm going to go ahead and shut this off. And we'll see if we got a recording. I'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.
Did you like it? Was it good? You can get this podcast and more over at thefreaknetwork.com.
Okay, let me see. Jack shit. Okay, yeah. The first two jack shits were really good. The third one, you were just forcing it, man. It just really didn't have the feeling. First two were really great. I think those were great jack shits. The burp, last burp was more real. That one was more kind of, you were forcing it at the end. Let me see. And what the fuck is all that cursing you're doing, mister? I'm going to have to send a bar of soap and wash out your mouth if you don't stop that. I was like, oh my, I felt dirty afterwards. I have to go take a shower now after listening to all that cursing. Okay, later.